Thanks.
This is Lucky Ladies to be broadcast from Mal Belair's home at 2:45 on Christmas Eve, December 24th, 1958, for Holloway House. Over. Those bells you hear are hanging on our front door right now. The reason our doorbell is temporarily incapacitated, this is the thing that happens to you, maybe. I'll shut the door because it's cold outside. Welcome to our house. This is Christmas Eve, 1958. Mal Belairs and all of you gals who normally get together in your familiar neighborhood grocery stores to do Lucky Ladies. We had a problem this year. We wanted to come out to see each and every one of you, and from our house and Holloway House, wish you a very Merry Christmas. But it's a little difficult to spread ourselves over that much territory, so we thought maybe you'd like to come out to our house and say hello, and we could all get together and tour through and see what's going on. If you could take a little sniff, you'd smell the cookie dough, because they are baking cookies in the dining room. We're standing in the hall here now, where you sign your name. If you want to get on a stepladder, I'll be happy to hold it for you. All right, you're signed in. Come on into the main hall now. Where is everybody? Do I have a family around here? I'm moving into the dining room now. I think maybe you should get introduced again. You haven't been out here to meet our family for a couple of years. Brains of the household, my most honorable spouse, Joe.
Hello.
And Dammy, who's across the table, you may shout a hi.
Hi.
That's not profanity. My mother, Mrs. Belairs, officially, technically, is known as Dammy. Keith gave her that name when he was a real small guy. He's now our 15-year-old. And the one who babysits and cooks with Holloway House frozen food when I take spouse out, right?
Absolutely right.
And his voice has changed, and he's going to be a six-footer, and in a couple of months I shall have to start tapping him on top of the head to keep him from being as tall as I am.
You'll never make it.
And Jerry's around over on the other side of the table. Jerry got a haircut this morning. He looks pretty healthy. Hi, Jer.
Hi.
And Patty Lynn over here.
Hi.
And Kimberly Ann right over here with her big brown eyes. Hello, Kimberly.
Hi.
And Ricky is our 5-year-old who got a crew cut last week. Why did you get that crew cut, Ricky?
I wanted to.
Did somebody ask you to get a crew cut?
Patty and Kim did.
Why? Were they tired of having to brush your hair for you?
Yeah.
I guess that's possible. Well, you gals hear me talk a lot of the time, so, Joe, here's a microphone. A little cookie dust and flour and stuff.
Oh, we're still real busy with cookies, even on Christmas Eve. And Ricky has just turned out a beautiful reindeer. We're doing gingerbread ones now. And I think it's Kim's turn to come over with a cutter and do what she wants to do. Would you like to come cut out a cookie? All right, come on.
The first batch came out over there, and I must confess, I got off on something else, and they got a little overdone, didn't they?
Well, they're a little brown, but if we frost them, maybe no one will notice.
We prefer our cookies crisp anyway. Look, why don't we wander on and leave the cookies here. Kim, forget it for right now.
Yeah, come along and we'll show people the house first.
Here, you're the in charge of the house.
Well, let's stop at your castle for just a moment.
All right.
I've heard you talking about it on the air and telling people you were making it, and there it is. We really did. And we've got knights and a mirror moat and evergreens growing behind it. And it's right off the cover of McCall's, and I think you all did a wonderful job.
A low bow to McCall's. It was a lot of fun to do. We sat out here in the dining room one night, and some of them colored, and some of them glued little bits of marshmallow together. We had a fine time. This is my Christmas present to Joe, and hers to me, isn't it?
Yes, it's the pass-through that we have been talking about ever since we moved into this house, and now we're having it built. And it's sort of halfway. It's going to have a ceramic tile counter so we can cook on it, and it won't hurt it. And it goes between the kitchen and the dining room, and it'll be very handy.
We're beginning to sneak up on the kitchen remodeling. We are in the 5-year plan in this house. Please, no communist intentions there. It's just it takes us 5 years to remodel any home. Here is our friendship tree. Dammy, you were out here with Patty the other day pasting up a lot of the Christmas cards. Would you sort of give us a rundown on what's been going on here?
Patty and I took the Scotch tape and the Christmas cards as they came, and we put them on the friendship tree. At the very top, we put a Madonna, because we think that is right for this time of the year. And we have commented that this year we received more real Christmas cards than we did comical ones. And we're very proud of this Christmas tree.
Would you like to point out some? Patty, have you got a favorite around here you were helping? Do you see one that you like?
Well,
point it out to me.
I like the one that's got Our Lady.
Stop coaching, Jerry.
It's got Our Lady, and it's got a juggler.
Oh, so, the juggler's story. Who is that one from? This is from Mary Lou Bob and Margaret Colbeck. And I think they're listeners of ours, too. And I know you're kind of partial to jugglers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Kimberly, you wanted to show us one? What?
Yeah.
Which one?
This one.
Nothing can stop me. You read it to me. What does it say here? Let me take it right down here. What does it say?
From wishing you the merriest Christmas ever.
This is from May Rapport, who's one of the gals who listens to the show we do, too. Very nice. Ricky, you're kind of low down on the totem pole, but can you see any up here that is... I'll lift you up where you can see. Ooh, it's getting
this
to be a ton.
One.
Well, this has got a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with antlers and ornaments hanging. This is from Bob Anderson. Yes, he's a singer in town. Jerry, you were coaching Patty. I know why you like the juggler, because you did a juggler skit over at school.
And I like this one, too.
Which one's that, Rick? That says, oops, why?
Because Santa's stuck in the chimney.
What a terrible thing to happen. That's from Muzzin Ray J. Oh, the Maxwells. Oh, sure, they work for American Airlines. All right, Jerry, which one?
I like the juggler one that Patty likes. And I like the one that Ricky just talked about. Where Santa's stuck in the chimney.
You would. Okay, all right. Our friendship tree, you've heard me talk about it before. It's made with a 2-inch pole vertically, fastened on the stairway up to the ceiling, and little dowels drilled horizontally for branches. And Jerry put the Christmas tree lights on this, and we fasten on all the cards that come from all of you and from all our friends out here in Wilmette.
Jerry put up the whole tree this year because you were flat in bed.
Let's not go back into that. Huh? Now we're in the living room. All right, Joe, take us around.
Well, we have a tree in here, and you know, none of us have known what kind of a pine it is. It's only been shown for the last couple of years, with little needles all the way around the branches. And we have just little tiny lights on it, and gold and silver paper ornaments that the children make for us every year, with stars in the ceiling, and a couple of big snowflakes.
Patty was playing with great pride.
Oh, yes, and Patty made us a lantern this year. It's a Brownie Scout project, and it's beautiful, and it was made out of a grater, you know, and a tin pie plate. And you put a candle inside and glitter on the outside of the grater. And it's very, very pretty, and we burn it every night. I just wanted to go on to the next thing. Did
Let's
you have something
Keith
over here?
Let's take us down to that.
All right.
What is that down there on the mantle? Old air, as if you didn't know.
Well, that's our crèche set with the Hummel figures that we set up every year up on the mantle.
It's kind of a tradition. I started giving them to Joe on anniversary present, a piece at a time, a couple years ago. Last time you were out, I think, what do we have then?
Not as many figures.
No, I should say now, I think we just had Mary and Joseph and Christ Child, and now it's all set up, and we're very proud of it, aren't we?
We certainly are.
Let's see, we're in the dining room, living room. Let's go back into the den now, which is pretty much the family room for the Blair's establishment. And if you'll just all follow me, this is where we keep our big Christmas tree, the family tree. And this is one of those tradition trees that has grown up for years and years. We save ornaments, and each year we all go out and buy a couple of new ones. And it smells good in here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Kimberly Ann, you pick out the ornament on the tree that's your favorite for this year, huh?
The Dutch girl.
Yeah, describe it to me, will you?
Well, she's got a real nice red hat on, and down at the bottom she's got a red ornament with a white apron.
Okay, Patty?
Well, mine's over here at the other side.
Which one is that?
Well, it's a nice red ball, and it looks like a Santa Claus. It's got a hat on and a white mustache. And eyes, and a mouth.
A very red face.
Mm-hmm.
And no little tummy that shakes like a bowl full of jelly.
Nope.
Nope. Okay, Jared?
Mine's right next to Patty's. It's made in Czechoslovakia. It's an airplane with little beads. And it's shaped into wings, and it's got a big long bead for the body of the airplane. And then it's got two small ones for the propeller. And it's got some white ones for the tail and for the cockpit.
A very good description. All right, Ricky, did you have one that's a favorite of yours? You just pointed out to us. I'm curious to see which one you say. Huh?
That's fun.
That should be Keith's, too, because this is Keith's favorite sport. You tell us about it, Ricky.
It has some ski, and it's wearing some skis, and it has a red hat with yellow hair.
I think that comes from Czechoslovakia, too.
And a black shoe and some red pants and a white shirt and some red mittens.
Let's hope we can keep him for a long, long time to come. Keith, that should be your favorite. Which is yours other than that one?
Well, the one I like a lot, it's a simple teardrop-shaped ornament, a big green, very large ornament.
That's not a this year ornament, is it?
No, it's very simple form.
You're studying forms and things in geometry and advanced math now, aren't you? Murder. Mommy?
Well, I've just been looking, and I don't even remember which one I picked out this year. but I go for the shadow box kind.
Yeah.
The ones that have picture scenes sort of set back into them.
Tammy, did you have a favorite one over on this tree? You helped put them up here a couple days ago.
I rather like the dainty little ones that came from Czechoslovakia. I picked out one that has a red windmill on the front of it.
You know what one I like especially? We have three of the first ornaments were ever made by our youngsters in school. Two got lost or missed somewhere. This is Ricky's ornament that he brought home from kindergarten this year. It's a green tree with sequins on it. And we shall keep this on our tree just as long as it'll hold up, Rick. And Patty's is around here someplace, too.
And I have some more that are going to... I have two more, but they have to be... Flattened.
Yes, we'll put little hooks on. We'll put them up on the tree. Yes, this is yours, isn't it, Kim? This is a round ball, an ornament that was 3 or 4 years ago when she was just a little bitty girl. And Patty's is over there. And Keith's is somewhere,
right,
isn't it?
Right down there next to Kim.
Where is it?
That star.
Oh, so it is.
We've had that one for a long
time. Well, this is the way Christmas looks at our house. I imagine it looks pretty much the same way at your house. It's a time for us of baking cookies, of being very, very grateful for the things that we have and looking on into the future with our family around us. And we are just so pleased that you were able to come out and spend just a piece of it with us. We think this is the most precious time of the year because we are preparing a birthday party tomorrow at our house, and the house is decorated like Al Burns, my worthy, noble producer who goes with me on all these shows. There are a couple of presents here on the cocktail table. We want you to take these home to the Burns family.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. That's wonderful.
Merry Christmas to you and your whole tribe.
Well, the same to you and your family.
And Louis Brunn is out in the other room, and Louis's a little involved at the moment. But Mr. Brunn, to you and Marge and your beautiful new baby that goes along with your family, we got a couple presents in here, and we'd like to have you take these home and celebrate the Christmas and remember us, too. And to all of you listeners who go along with us through the Lucky Ladies shows, to all you gals we meet in all the stores, I don't think it's necessary to say too much about Holloway House, because Holloway House is one of the good things in life. To Bob Howie, to Jess Pritchard, to all the men who work with us throughout the year making Lucky Ladies a show that is real, we say thank you, and we do say very Merry Christmas. And I hope you will all join with us as we go to church tomorrow morning, whatever church you attend. I hope you will join with us in praying for peace and praying that our families may grow up to be strong and to be happy. And again, it's been a real privilege to work with you and to talk to you over the course of the year. From our house, the Belair's house, to your house, from Holloway House, a very merry and a very holy Christmas.